This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The Antiques Roadshow rode through Albuquerque in July last year for PBS. The first of three episodes filmed in Duke City airs tonight at 7 and again at 8 on New Mexico PBS KNME. The show features antique experts who appraise items for people who are hoping to hit the jackpot. Marcia Bemko is the executive producer of the program, and she joins me now in the studio. Marcia, it's great to see you again.
It's good to be back.
So you were here in Albuquerque in July when you brought the Roadshow to film some episodes for the show. What do you remember most about filming in Albuquerque? How was the crowd?
The crowd was good. We had over 14,000 people apply for tickets because that's how we do it. We give out 3,000 pairs. We had a really good turnout here. Over 5,100 people came, which means, by the way, do the math, we saw over 10,000 objects because everybody brings two things.
How do we compare to other cities that you visit?
Yeah, every city has a little bit of personality. And what I like so much about these shows is we had to decide which two cities we would save for the fall. And we saved Albuquerque and Chicago for two reasons. Good, nice big markets, but very strong shows with a great caliber of objects. We start that hour off with a jacket from Woodstock. And I love this because the man who brought it in was there as a young man, and he picked this jacket up out of the mud in the ground there at Woodstock back in the 60s, and he brought it to Roadshow.
And how many days is the filming?
The filming for the appraisal event is one long day.
Just one day to get all that done.
Yep.
And there is one item that we're going to see tonight, I understand, that went for big bucks, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil what it is or anything, but how do people usually react when that happens to them?
It depends on whether or not they have an inkling. It's a painting. And she painted, I want to remember, about $185. Okay, lucky girl. Yeah, lucky girl.
This is like winning the lottery.
This is like winning the lottery. And all the years we've been taping Roadshow, there are handfuls of stories for finds like that. But she bought it some decades ago, something she loved. And it turns out it's worth an enormous amount of money.
Sometimes you guys will feature items, though, that aren't worth a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Like someone will bring something in and it's a fraud or it's a hoax, and you'll show that.
I think fakes are the best teachers we have.
That's great.
I wish we saw more. We don't see. You're seeing them because they come in and it's a chance to teach you, look at this. This is why it's wrong. It should never look like this. Mm. And so when you're seeing them, we wish we saw more. And also, too, some, you know, our appraisers are really grown-up big geeks. They're geeks, okay?
like you and I, right?
Yeah, they're total geeks. And what they really are interested in, yes, the things that are rare and have extraordinary value. But they also, it's not about value. They like the little gizmo. So there are times they may just appraise something that comes in and tell the guest it's worth $15,000. But they'll pitch the thing that's worth $2,000 because they like it better.
Not to spoil anything on these episodes, is there one moment that you can think of that stood out when you were here in Albuquerque?
You know what? I'll tell you about one because it comes to mind. Lee Kino, he appraises a fracture. What I find so interesting about it, because I've been doing the show for years, is up until we came to Albuquerque, there were 24 of these known. This is the 25th.
Wow.
Here's some important documentation to some scholarly pursuits.
And then it makes you wonder, is there a 26th?
It sure does.
Marcia Bemko is the executive producer of the Antiques Roadshow. It's the number one series on PBS. The first episode filmed in Albuquerque airs tonight at 7 with an immediate rebroadcast at 8 on New Mexico PBS, KNME. The two other New Mexico episodes air on October 5th and October 12th. Marcia, it's great to see you again. Thanks.
Thank you very much.